Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Here we go now, and it's on, yeah, and you don't stop. Brandy is there.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Real talk.
Oh, real talk indeed. It is 6:05 out in LA, 9:05 here in ATL. Good evening, everybody. It's the Social Lab TM Hyman Radio. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Special guest tonight, all the way live from LA, other side of the country. Oh my goodness. She is a entrepreneur. She's a deal maker. She is entertainment talent manager. I mean, of the best. You have heard of her in many different places. She's a television producer. She's an author even. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Sonia Norwood is with us tonight, and we are blessed because of it. Madam, welcome to the show. Thanks for your time. We know you could be anywhere.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing tonight?
Doing really, really well. It happens to be my birthday. Shout out to all the Aries all over the world. Aries season. And so, yeah, nice gift to have you tonight. I just actually returned back from I spent last week in Virginia, lost my uncle to COVID. COVID is real, folks. It is not fake news. We were just talking about trying to stay alive, backstage, and how it's not easy, But we're here. If we're still here, we have a purpose. So left my family in Virginia.
Happy birthday to you, Ben.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I hated to leave Virginia, but needed to shift the vibe, shift the energy a little bit. Hung out in Charlotte, got back here to Atlanta early this morning, and here we are. So thank you again, and thank you for your time. You have a new project called The Business.
Yeah. Actually, the business in terms of the name and trying to do a different branding, which is still me, but I just felt like The Business was a very appropriate name for all of the topics that I can put under The Business, because when you really look at it, everything is a business. If you go to the school building, you have to fill out paperwork. If you go to any place, there is some form of some element of the business in that. And so I just felt like it would be appropriate to have a different brand that I teach in, that I can consult, and that I can share my knowledge with individuals based on my 25-year career in the industry, being the mom and manager for Brandy and Ray J. So I'm excited about it.
You should be excited about it. And it's like, not that you need anything new on your plate, because your plate is pretty full. It has been full for the last 25 years, right? So why something new in the midst of everything? I mean, everywhere we turn, we see Ray J. We know that Brandy, you know, has never stopped, right? I mean, she's always been relevant. And to me, you know, I started off, I mean, I've been in radio really all of my life. I started off with a small deal at Motown when I was a kid, a development deal. And went on to work behind the scenes for a lot of artists. But entertainment has been my thing in some way, shape, or form. I mean, you have remained relevant. Your clients have remained relevant, and that's not an easy task. I mean, what's been the secret to the business, if you will?
Well, I think, you know, like I have a room in the clubhouse, which is the business, and I think my goal is to share. And there are a lot of experiences that are not necessarily in print that I believe that I can help someone navigate the industry to the point where they're not giving away everything that belongs to them, and also to help them to avoid the pitfalls of the industry. And I think being a woman, being a mother, being a female, I just think that I can bring a lot to the table and help some other person that are trying to get their kids in the business or trying to remain in the business. And the secret to – there is no secret to the Norwood 25-year career in the industry. It's just that we operate as a family. We know each what we're supposed to do. We believe, I believe that we, our purpose is bigger than what we've seen so far, where God could use us to help somebody along the way. So it's just the grind. It's the constant grind, and it's a constant humbleness that you must have. But I just found that, you know, there are certain things in the industry, especially toward women, that I would like to be able to share my method, how I've done it, and how to be successful and still remain, you know, I'm just a regular person, do regular things. I'm very simple. And I just think that I can train someone to do that, or I can give them options to select the path that they should take and that which they shouldn't.
Understood. I was in a room a couple weeks ago, and I heard you talk about how I don't want to misquote you, but I think you referred to the parent manager as one of the most disrespected or underappreciated people in the industry. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because you just mentioned being a woman, and that's a challenge all by itself when you're trying to make moves and stand your ground, right, and get the best deal, best situation for your client. But can you speak about your experience as a parent manager and some of the challenges?
Yeah, well, one thing, you know, parent managers being one myself, based on my own experiences, I'm not speaking from, you know, any other voice other than my own.
Of course.
I will say that as a parent manager, you're really just disrespected. They don't, industry executives, some, not all, do not believe that you are capable of managing your children in the business or managing anybody for that matter. They have a certain level of communication that they have with you that they would normally have with any other industry exec. And especially being a mother, you know, they think that we're not able to be objective and we can't switch hats. But in fact, you know, when you look at raising is another word for managing. And so if you're raising children, then you definitely have an insight of who your child is, the characteristics of which you're trying to mold your child or instill some things in your kid that you don't entrust to other people. And so for me, I was underestimated. I was told that I was going to ruin my kid's career. I wasn't given the opportunity to even to see with a few people giving me a helping hand, whether I could do this or not. And so therefore, I had to set a record for myself, a goal for myself that I knew I had to be ahead of the game. I knew I had to study a lot. I had to understand how the intricacies of the industry and learn each role and what their responsibilities were. Because after all, I'm managing my daughter and my son, and then I don't want to be blamed later on for any decisions that I could have made that could have dampened their career or any of that. So, you know, it's a very difficult position to be in, but I think parent managers with the right training, with the right counseling, being able to talk to other parents who are going through the same things of disrespect and dishonor, and then to the point where you try to talk your kids into going elsewhere or talk other managers either to co-manage or eventually trying to take your kids out from under your leadership so that they can have their way, then you become difficult. You become so many other different code words that they put on parents until, you know, unless you've developed that thick skin, unless you have passion, unless you're willing to sit down and learn, and then also not rule over people. And I think that a part of the reason why people, the certain industry execs have problems with parents because we don't know when to switch roles and we don't know when to be objective. And, you know, they can't feel comfortable with talking about any type of, you know, correction or toward your kids without us getting emotional. And so we have to learn to, you know, to how to change that and how to adapt to that and yet keep our kids in mind and their safety. So I would love to be able to share it with parent managers that I believe strongly that we are capable of doing the job, and I believe that we are the best persons to stay involved in our children's career, and that we never let go, but there's a certain education element that we must have, and we are willing to learn what that is because it's a different type of business that we're dealing with entertainment industry executives.
Absolutely. You have, I mean, clearly demonstrated that you've known what was best for your clients over the years. I mean, you have evolved from music to television to film. How intimidating was that in the midst of the challenges? Or did you know going in that you would have your hands in music, television, and film? You just knew that it would lead to those paths.
Well, I never really planned to be in entertainment industry or music or any of that. The irony of it is that my sister, who was more into the music, audio, you know, we had all of the audio equipment, all of us, she loved the music. I didn't love it as she did. But I ended up in it not because I planned to. It's just by fate that my husband and I moved to California because he was offered a job as the minister of music at a local congregation here in Los Angeles. And we could have gone to Florida, but because I had lived in Los Angeles, this was a better place for me because I knew the environment in the area. And as time passed, of course, our children were very involved in local events and art events and showcases and talent this and that they did because they wanted to, until someone came to us to ask us about them being in a talent, in the Danny Bakewell of the Brotherhood Crusade had asked Brandy to be on the main stage for the Black Family Reunion, and then that was the beginning of all the interest from industry people. So I think one of the biggest challenges that I've had in my career, however, has not only been trying to stay in the entertainment business and survive in it, but it's also making a transition into the tech business, of which, again, I had no idea what that was about, and then having to learn how to deal with manufacturers and, you know, the different foreign rules and, you know, and Ray with all of his great ideas that he does and the creative part and then trying to put it together as a business, that it ended up being a great investment for him to do the earbuds. So, you know, it's just been a full circle of different things that they have desired to do that in support of that, you know, what I don't know, I go and learn to do, and I rarely trust someone else to tell me how to do certain things because it's just not a trusting business.
Understood. Now, I don't want to mispronounce. Do you pronounce your first name Sonia or Sonia?
It's Sonia.
Sonia. Wanted to make sure we pronounced it correctly. Ladies and gentlemen, hanging out with Ms. Sonia, Mrs. Sonia Norwood, CEO, and president of Norwood & Norwood Entertainment. If you want to tap in, 917-889-3926 is the number, 917-889-3926. She has a new show on Clubhouse called The Business, and she's here to help you to avoid pitfalls in the industry. It's a social app. Sonia, when you worked on Moesha for the Love of Ray J, I think Moesha came before the Love of Ray J, right? Double Platinum, all of those projects extremely successful. I mean, did you feel like it was surreal, or by the time you worked on those projects, you were like, okay, we earned this?
You know, it's never really like an earned situation for me. It's always, you know, I've never really had the opportunity to sit down and appreciate all of these things and projects that they've done because you're so busy keeping your head to the grind and to the contract,
right,
and you know, always looking over your shoulder to see who's who. And I would like to say that there, you know, the industry is filled with good people and bad people. And I'm a believer that I don't blame people for trying to get over on me. I blame myself for allowing you to. And so it just keeps me always educating myself and appreciating all information that I get, because any information is good information. It's just not, you have to know how to digest it. And so I've become very, I don't want to say immune, but I have had to felt in a situation where I can't allow, you know, outside influences to influence me to do things that I don't think that, after a lot of study and research, and I'm really good at that and have to do that in order to have my kids to be able to make the right decisions. So although they're grown now, I don't make the decisions for them, but I give them so many options until once they've made the decision, it's as close to being the best decision as possible.
I love that. I love that because I think we assume that managing and, you know, in a parental situation, that it's always tell, right? And ultimately in any relationship, whether it is a family or friend or work or community relationship, I don't think people like anyone telling them anything, right? It's about a conversation. It's about stacking hands. It's about agreeing to get something done. So I love
right.
the fact that you provide the options and then you let them
But I
decide.
Will fight now. If those options are given to you and, you know, and you don't, you know, and you're not leaning toward a really good position, whether it's halfway in between, I know I got to do a little bit more work because, you know, there are a lot of times when, you know, you do things like Ray would tell me, I look at all the contracts and it's like, you know, he'll say, well, you know, Mom, this is this, and, you know, it's not that really bad. You know, he'll tell me the word he uses, don't graffiti the contract. It's like, that means that, you know, you don't have to go in and make a comment for every line and every word, you know, that sort of thing. But, you know, when there are options to be made, you have to think of every option that you possibly can and say, okay, here's A through D options. And if you lean towards something that I feel like I need to give you a little bit more understanding of that, and if I say to them that I don't think this is a great deal, they have pretty much listened to me and asked, you know, what can we do to make it a better deal? And so my whole thing from the beginning is to make it a better deal, because deals are not really coming in for any person's benefit but those who are giving the contract, and that's understandable. I would probably do the same thing, but being a defensive player when it comes to contracts, my goal is to make sure that every line is read and every, you know, clause is understood. And I think that's a big error and a big loss for individuals who don't take the time out to read their own paper but trust other people to do it, who really doesn't have a stake in your life, in your future, in your grandchildren, and, you know, in their kids or anything. So that's what the clubhouse is about, is for me to train and teach and share and have others who have been in this situation before share as well. But I'm going to plug myself here because I am on Instagram. And I'm on Facebook, and I live on Facebook
yes,
a lot more
are.
Than I do on YouTube. So I just had to throw that in too, you know.
No, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you are hearing the voice of Mrs. Sonya Norwood. I like to give respect where respect is due. Wife of Willie Norwood, mother to Brandy and Ray J. Norwood. But she has a new show on Clubhouse called The Business. And it is every Tuesday. Is it 6 Eastern or specific time?
It's 6 Pacific time. And I plan to build out that club to more rooms where I have a project that I would like to do to do a female networking project, all females building careers in the entertainment industry so that we can recycle young artists who have no management, can't get a manager, doesn't know anything about the business, that we will have a network of female managers, female publishers, female this, female that. They can go through our resources and be able to understand and are guided. So those are things that are coming. Those are things that I really would like to do, and my main primary goal is to make sure that whatever I went through that I can share with others, that they can avoid something or know or identify those things when they see it, and then they can make a proper decision as to how they want to proceed.
That's awesome. During Women's Month, and this is absolutely Women's Month, so shout out to you, Queen, and all of the other queens across the country who are leaning in and really sacrificing greatness in all that they do and receive a lot of opposition, as Mrs. Norwood just explained, right, as a woman, as a parent manager. Now, you know, don't make it too exclusive, because it's some of us who want to benefit from your tutelage, knowledge, and experience.
Well, yeah, I'm never going to be that, but I just think that because of the nature of the industry, a lot of females who desire to be managers are already managers. You know, you go through a lot of turmoil and you don't understand why you're just as capable as the next person, but you do know, and you have to admit, and everybody admits, that this is a male-dominated industry. And so what is it to train somebody who's already ruling? You know, we're just trying to take our seat at the table, and I think if we sit and wait for someone to give us a pull out a chair, that may never happen. So we have to learn how to take our seat at the table, and we have to understand that power is not granted, it's taken. And so in order for us to compete, we have to be prepared. In order to be prepared, yes, we need to have experienced people to take you through the terrains of the industry and be friendly, be respectful, and all of that to everybody. But you got to prepare yourself, because you're subject to be anything. So it's exclusive. That club will be exclusive, but there are going to be many other things that I do that is non-exclusive.
No doubt, and they all have our support here. I will be hanging out with you on Tuesday nights. It's 9 o'clock. Here on the East Coast, 9 p.m., but Tuesdays is an off night for us for this show, and we will certainly be tapped in. You have dropped several jewels already, and the one thing you just said is you have to be prepared. You have to have a seat at the table. I've learned that even if you don't have a seat at the table, right, if there's no seat, bring your own chair. And if they won't let you pull up a chair to the table that you done brought, listen, offer to serve up some water. Sometimes you have to be in the room. You got to do a little work and just eavesdrop on the conversations. Just get in the room, folks. Get in the room. Our special guest tonight.
What about
Mrs.
this? Why don't we create a room, baby? If we're not allowed in, why don't we create one?
Like that even better.
Why don't we create our own table?
There it is, and that is what you have done. Every Tuesday night,
6 o'clock. My topic is win, lose, or draw.
Win, lose, or draw, and that's tomorrow night. That's the topic kicking off tomorrow night, right?
That's right. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for your time, and you, man, we will be following you and looking forward to hearing more from you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate
absolutely
all the support for all of your listeners.
Yes, man, we are tapped in to the business tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sonya Norwood. Madam C. Low Boston just stepped into place. Man, what a blessing to have the C. CEO and president of Norwood and Norwood Entertainment, hanging out with us tonight. Hey, we're going to keep the conversation going. But first, I want to say this is like maybe the 15th, 20th anniversary of One Whoosh, Ray J. Let's get into it. This is Social Life. We'll be right back.
Damn, baby. I just don't understand what we went wrong. I gave you my heart. I gave you my soul. I gave you.
As a matter of fact, I was the one who said I loved you first. It was about 8 years ago. Don't act like you don't know. We were sitting at home in your mama's living room. Cause your mama knew I was something else. She knew how I felt back then we were in school. And that's your favorite excuse. Growing up, I was a fool. And I can't lie, I miss it. Have you for sure? Then you'll be loving me, holding me, kissing me. So girl, don't tell me what I'm feeling is make believe. I swear if I lose a second chance with you, I wouldn't know what to do. I'll probably check myself in some kind of clinic. I couldn't be alone because without you I'm sick. Here's my wish list. I will create a heart-changing love. I'll take yours and believe.
Lap T. Muhammad Radio just had his mama stop past to talk about, man, avoiding the pitfalls in the industry. Thank you very much to Mrs. Sonia Norwood, President CEO of Norwood and Norwood Entertainment. I want to say it's Norwood and Norwood Entertainment. It's just Norwood and Norwood Inc., actually, but they are masters at entertainment. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, just left Charlotte, driving through from VA on my way back here to the ATL. But now we got Madam from Charlotte.
Yes.
Cracking. Welcome to
What's
the show.
What's going on?
Hey.
Like hanging out with Mrs. Norwood, man. Yeah, you always
know.
Making some noise. Even if you ain't making no noise, you making noise.
I know.
Yeah, we, yeah. We come through knocking shit down. But we come through. We make noise now, even when we not trying to make no noise. Happy Monday. It's my birthday. You know, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday,
so,
sir.
It was great. Another lap around the sun, trying to shift the energy. Right. I mean, last week was rough for me, family. Laid my uncle to rest, but it was a beautiful service. It's always nice to see your beautiful family and their beautiful faces,
yeah.
Even though it's a not so beautiful situation.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, right? I mean, I know that we should always keep attitude of gratitude, right? If we're still here, we got purpose. So let's shake it off, you know. We had to learn how to cry. Celebrate my uncle, and then move on.
Right.
So, the advice for anybody who's going through the loss of a loved one. You know, I had a friend that lost her grandmother. Same week I lost my uncle. Just know someone who lost their father. And if you've lost a loved one, it's okay to grieve. It takes time. I have family members who are going through it right now. But, you know, I think the message for me, the takeaway for me was, you know, cry. Nobody can tell you how to feel. Cry.
Or to grieve.
Celebrate the life. Hold on to the memories, right? The positive things. Reflect. Celebrate indeed. But then move on.
Right.
As they would want you to, and as you need to. Right. There's still people depending on you. And in order for you to help them, you got to pull yourself together and you got to move on. So cry, celebrate, move on during this COVID season, because I think it's starting to let up a little bit. But, folks, it may get worse before it gets better. Right. But we're in it together. Hugs to you. Hugs to you. Hey, again, shout out to Miss Sonia Norwood, providing advice on how to avoid industry pitfalls. She talked about being a parental manager and it being like one of the most difficult things to do, because you got people, you know, who think that you're going to muck it up. And I think with good reason.
Right.
You know, some people, you know, just because you're the parent doesn't mean you know it all. Just because you're the parent doesn't mean that you have the right business acumen to help your children succeed. And so the one thing that she said was that she put in the work. She put in the work to study. Her husband, you know, was the minister of music. So, you know, they had a little musical background. She had a sister that understood equipment and had the studio insight. So they weren't looking for this success. They were not looking for it, right? It came to them. But when it did come to them, she did what she needed to do to make sure she handled the business and she got the business straight, right? She wanted to make sure she had the best deals and she provided her kids with the best options. And she said, one thing she said, but even if they don't, she provide them the options and let them choose. But she still knows what the right thing is. She lets them choose. But she also, she said, I'll fight. She said, I'll fight to make sure that they do the right thing, right? Because she wants to make sure that they have the best. That's an excellent manager. Whether it's your mama or whether it's your auntie or whether it's somebody who you're not related to at all, somebody who will fight to make sure that you have the right business in place.
Because your manager should be like your manager should be like your biggest fan, you know.
Absolutely. And also someone who's going to stand up to you and not spoon feed you and not try to make you happy, even in situations that aren't really that happy, right? A manager is someone who's going to hold you accountable and responsible to do the right thing at all times. And so shout out to Momager, and she doesn't like that term, But, you know, I'm going to say it at this point because, you know, she absolutely, to me, there's a certain level of prestige that comes with that. I think, you know, and from her perspective, it may be like a negative connotation because as we were preparing for the show, that was one word that I used, a term that I used, and she was like, change that. And I was like, okay, you know, but I get it, right? But you've been a momager for me probably my entire career. But I understood it. Did you all know that she was responsible for work such as, like, For the Love of Ray J? And that was, like, reality TV, like, man, at the onset. For the Love of Ray J, I think that came out like 2009. She also worked on Moesha. And so Moesha, come on, we all know how popular Moesha was with Brandy back in 1996.
That was early 90s.
That was even before, right? That was even before The Love of Ray J. And then the end of the 90s, I want to say 1999, I mean, who can forget Double Platinum? She worked on the movie Double Platinum, and I think that was that Brandy and Diana Ross, I think?
Oh,
I think
that might have been. That sounds
I think Double Platinum was Brandy and Diana Ross. My reflex was to say Whitney Houston, but I think that was Cinderella that Whitney Houston played in with Brandy. Double Platinum was Diana Ross. And so Sonya Norwood has had her hands in quite a few things. She has launched the business. The business. The business is a new house, a new room on Clubhouse. But it's also a program that she's launched, and you can have access. If you don't have access to Clubhouse, and if you don't have an iPhone, you do not, just in case you're wondering. You don't. You can still access her services at sonyanorwood.com. Sonyanorwood.com. That is SonjaNorwood.com. Sonya J-A. That's Sonya with a J-A. Norwood.com. She is really trying to help women. She talked about trying to form an exclusive club of women to try to help women to become managers and publicists, to try to break in the industry of a male dominated game, right?
Yeah, so that's, it's hard.
Very hard. I mean, she spoke out.
Yeah,
she spoke
I used to manage some groups, and you know, that was being a female, you had to be a little bit tougher than the guys that were there until they don't, you know, try to run you over. Or, you know, push your artist to the side. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's facts. If you don't really know how to navigate this industry, and that's one thing she talked about. She talked about it being a male-dominated industry and you needing to understand how to navigate. You needing to understand how to prepare. She talked about having a seat at the table. You know, I talked about bringing your chair. When you don't have a seat at the table, even serving in the room, you know, if you can't sit down, you know, sometimes it's okay to stand up against the wall, right? But but have
it's
some purpose.
Joke.
So if you're going to be in a room and lean up against the wall, you know, ask people if they want something to drink. That way it won't be so awkward, right? I mean, come on. Humility is where it starts, friend, you know, because first of all, if you're not serving a purpose in the room, they might ask you to leave because you might make them feel uncomfortable if you're standing up, leaning over their shoulder, right? So listen, turn into I can't even remember his name. Turn into Benson. And I know some of y'all are like, Benson? Who the hell? Listen, I took it back on y'all ass. Some of y'all don't even know who Benson is. Benson was a black-ass butler who, listen, Google it. YouTube. You might find Benson on YouTube. Benson was the butler in the governor's mansion.
No, that was my show.
And the show has to be at least like 20 something years old, if not older.
Yeah.
What is my point? My point is, like, make use of yourself. Like, make yourself useful. Help somebody do something. Get something done. But get in the room. Get in Get in the room so you can get the information. Let me step back, because I think a lot of times we assume that people know what we're talking about. We hear a lot of talk about being at the table, getting in the room. Like, some people may be like, for what? Then what?
Right.
Okay, so let me help. We talk about sitting at the table so that you can get as much information as you can from the power players. It's about getting the information so that you can know what's going on in the future, what is important right now, what action should you be taking in order to keep up with the progressives. What are the power players thinking about? What's important to them? If you're sitting at the table, you can get all that information. Sonia Norwood is a power player, just in case you didn't know, right? She has well over 25 years of industry cred, right?
Right.
Not only does she have extremely successful, extremely famous children, but come on, she has had her hands deep in music, television, and film. You would want to sit at her table. Can you imagine what those dining room conversations are like? Can you imagine who's coming away from the dining table at her house? Right?
Right.
So I told her at the top of the show, everywhere I turn, I see Ray J. Everywhere I turn, I see Ray J. And so, listen, his manager is really good. In order for us to turn at every angle and see her client. You know, Brandy is still relevant, you know, 20 years
she just
later.
Came out with an album.
20 years later. New record. And
last year, right.
When you turn on Netflix, what do you see?
Right.
You see Moesha on Netflix. You see, you know, and so come on, all of that is the power of deal making, right? Sonia Norwood is an accomplished entertainment artist manager. She's a television producer. She's a deal maker, an entrepreneur, and an author. And we did not get into her book, but I just want to share. She has a book out, and it's called Change Starts With Me. Change Starts With Me. And so, you know, if you can't get into Clubhouse, you know, she offers her services from her website, SoniaNorwood.com. And, you know, I say if you got a little change, you know, she offers services that for me are pretty reasonable. She'll talk to you about artist management, music, film, or television. She'll talk to you about parent managing, like consulting. She'll do a virtual management consulting session with you. She'll do a virtual speaking on panels. You know, she's available, but it comes at a price. And I think it's a minimal cost for her experience and her knowledge. Boston, you talked about how difficult it is for women who are trying to manage and handle. What do you think the most difficult aspect of industry is? I mean, is it contract negotiations? Is it just trying to get the deal itself? Or is it sitting at the table, getting in the different rooms? What's been the most difficult from your perspective?
From my perspective was getting in the room and being taken seriously without, you know, and like having to ignore the innuendos and the, you know, coming on to me and stuff like that, you know, trying to stick to the business, because a lot of times, you know, guys will always try their hand to see if you are about your business, you know. Sometimes it would be borderline inappropriate, but it's like you had to have, I guess what you would say, thick skin. just try to laugh it off or brush it off or cuss somebody out and try to still be about your business, you know, for your artist. Yeah. I don't see where, but it's like once you get in the room, though, just knowing how to just maintain and keep your artist's best interests at heart and make sure that they understand that and make sure that they understand their business, not just from the artist standpoint, but, you know, to learn their business.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that's a good manager.
But the key phrase is learning your business, right? Learning your business.
Yeah.
I don't care what industry you're in, what you're trying to accomplish, it's going to always be a constant grind. She said it. I asked, you know, what's the secret? What's the secret sauce to 25 years of success? And she said, there is no secret, right? I'm a regular person who do regular things. But what I do is I study and I go and I find the information to make sure I know what it is I'm getting myself into. She said that I read the contracts. I redline things that don't make sense because I want to create the best options for my client. Listen, that is common sense, folks. And the one thing that we really, I don't think we put enough value on, we don't put enough value on the fact that all constantly in school. We're constantly in class. We are constantly in class because there's always something to learn to stay relevant. So if you think that somehow you just arrived to where you need to be and you no longer have to worry about anything, that is a misnomer. What is a misnomer?
Oh, yeah.
It is a misunderstanding, right? It is not the case. If you're going to be successful in any arena, I don't give a damn if you are putting on fake nails or whether you're putting on, you know, fake hair or whether you're selling clothes. You have to constantly study and figure out how to become better and better every day. And if you're not, you won't become better. And 9 times out of 10, you'll be out of business soon. Because somebody's going to creep alongside you and become better. We're all in class every day. If you're not a student, my friends, you're not learning. And if you're not learning, you're not growing. And if you're not growing, you are, in fact, dying. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Yep. Monday.
For birthday.
I feel good about it. So you know what our guest tonight, Mom to Ray J and Brandy. And if you want some insights from her, she actually does like 30-minute sessions. She'll talk to you about artist management and music or television for like $125, 30 minutes. It's really not bad. You know, she'll give you management guides, direct and consult you, right, on your career and projects that you're working on. You know, you can let her know specifically what's happening, your industry, you know, your music industry or entertainment industry desires, you know, and she'll help you to win. She will help you to win. So this service is available to new managers, artists, and guess what? It could be a refresher for some seasoned managers and artists. For as cheap as $125 an hour, $125 for 30 minutes for a half hour, I think if you're trying to go somewhere and you need some directions, I think that's $125 well spent. Listen, we're in a season where people are debating, you know, free versus paid. Now, I'm going to tell you, free versus paid what? Free versus paid anything. I think there are a lot of things that we can get for free that we can do it ourselves. But I am of the mindset that you can only take yourself but so far, specifically
right.
when you don't have no experience. You can only take yourself so far when it comes to free things. And so I indulge in free things all the time. But when I'm really trying to get something done, when I'm really trying to fast track something, let me tell you, I recognize that free is not the answer. Free is not going to get me there. Sometimes
right.
you got to pay.
Got to pay to
well,
play.
I'll correct that. Oftentimes you have to pay.
Yeah.
You have to pay the piper, as Boston just said. And so in order to fast track, in order to get specifics and stop beating around the bush, and you don't want to waste a whole lot of time trying to figure, because listen, the free stuff doesn't give you the nitty gritty. The free stuff comes with a lot of fat and a lot of fluff, and you got to figure it out. When you pay for it, it's like, come on, stop playing. Let's get straight to the business. Uh-huh. I said the business. Let's do
right.
it because I paid for it. I don't want to, you know, don't make me feel good. I don't want to hear about none of that fluffy stuff that ain't going to help me, right? Let's get to
right.
the business. And I think when you're dealing with people like Ms. Norwood and others, right, we help you to get to the business of it all. We cut out all the fluff, and you can ask, and even if you don't know what to ask, right, we can help you to frame it up simply by asking you a few questions.
Right.
What am I saying? Be willing to invest in yourself. You know, free is not going to always get you there. And as a matter of fact, let me challenge you, stop looking for free all the time, because nothing worthwhile comes easy, and nothing worthwhile is really free. Now, there's some things that's worthwhile that's free, but most things that are free, going to really help you to get there. You feel me, Boston? You feel me?
Totally. Yes, totally. Yeah, you can't. You got to pay to play. There's no free
you
ride.
You have to pay to
even
play.
Food isn't, yeah, food isn't free. Love is.
Not even food.
Love is free.
Listen, I remember when we used to get, do you remember that big-ass block of government cheese we used to get for free?
Yes. That they hardly melt.
They not
yeah.
even give it. They don't even give that away no more, do they?
No. No. They,
you can't even get free
milk.
Cheese no more, folks. Ain't nothing
powdered
free.
Milk.
That was some nasty. That was some nasty stuff right there. I never really used to eat that, and I couldn't. Well, I say eat it because it came in a box, but yeah, no, thank you.
I could not drink it. Oh my god. Powdered milk, man.
No, thank you.
God, no. The 2% powdered milk.
Oh, my goodness. 2%
powdered.
Back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. This has been good. Hey, go back and check out the whole podcast. Mrs. Norwood really dropped some serious jewels on us at the top of the show, hung out with us about a half hour, and had to keep it moving, right? She got business. Take care of. Hey, we will check her out on Clubhouse tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Her new Clubhouse room is called The Business. Well, she will be helping folks to avoid the pitfalls of the industry. We're back on Wednesday. Boston,
yeah.
You. We will talk then. You all enjoy the rest of your night. And hopefully you'll be down. Good night, everybody.
Show if you come my way, up, down, and around, even sideways. I'm about as ready as the light can get. We can go all out. I ain't afraid of the sweat, but yet I bet you got the techniques to freak a girl inside out. What's that all about? Can I have some of that? You gotta put me on. Word around town is you're 9 men strong. I wanna be put on in the worst way. Since the first day, I think it was the Thursday. You be that brother that I wanna sink my teeth in. Make me wanna
PM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. PM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. PM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show. PM Hyman Live. PM Hyman Live.